Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the Israelis had an attack in 1974 on one of their schools where I think they lost 22 kids and 68 injured. Since that time, they revamped their security. They do a lot of different things like posting guards, law enforcement at the door of each school that has at least 100 students. They train their students on how to respond. I think they use metal detectors. They use common sense approach to protecting the most valuable asset we have, which is our children.
Of all of those things that could be done, and there's a long list here, which one would you start with? To you, which one would be most important?
Well, I think they're all important, but I think ultimately keeping guns out of the school by posting armed law enforcement people would be probably the best beginning approach. I mean, obviously, medical detectors are going to help. You're going to have to have probably fewer entrances, just so you can monitor people going in and out. But if you can keep the gun out of the school, that is the most effective means to preventing children from being harmed.
Key question here: how do we pay for all of this?
You know, that's always the issue. But you know, we pay for the things we care about. And this is going to have to be, I think, an effort by the federal government, the state government, local schools. I think we have resources when we need them. We have the resources now that we need to protect our children.
Would we need a new revenue source to do something like this, or is the money there?
Look, the reality is in every state budget and in every budget, there's always priorities. I'm not suggesting we need new revenue. I'm suggesting that we need to prioritize protecting our children, and we need to do it soon.
What about arming teachers? Is that a last resort?
No, I think that's we're already doing that in some school districts are doing it. It's allowed under Texas law. I think that's the last line of defense, so that if something does break down in this process of keeping guns out of school, you at least have people inside the school that can respond. That's not ideal, but we don't want them in the school. We don't want guns in the schools other than, you know, people that are trained. But we don't want kids walking in with guns. And so ideally, they're never going to get in there. But if they do, I want another way to prevent, because first responders aren't always going to be able to get there quickly. And, you know, seconds matter. And I want somebody in the school that can respond. I want, you know, many people in the school that can respond.
So would any sort of gun control be included in this, even something with popular support like expanded background checks? Are we not even going to discuss that?
Well, I'm open to discussing. We've been discussing gun control for years and years and years. That's always the solution thrown out. That is a long-term process of debate that isn't going to get done right away. This stuff, I would hope, that I'm talking about security, can get done right away. You know, the Israelis didn't focus on gun control. They focused on actually solving the problem. That's what I want to do.
What's your message to the kids and the parents in Santa Fe?
My message is it's time for this to end. We have ways of making our schools safer. We can do it, I think, relatively quickly, and we need to start that process. Even if we can't do it all at once, let's just start. Let's start making our schools safer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.